for Moraville, December 31st, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka, in studio, Andrea. Scattered clouds in Moraville today, the last day of 2007, with temperatures ranging between 24 and 27 degrees and northeastern winds at 25 kilometers per hour. Moraville Radio extends its heartfelt wishes for an excellent new year filled with dynamic peace to everyone, everywhere. Following is an excerpt from a live concert by Pushkar and Ladislav held in Pitanga last Saturday. The full recording will be broadcast from Monday, January 7th. The Pavilion of Tibetan Culture wishes everyone a Happy New Year and offers an invitation to the 2008 Light Mandala and a prayer for world peace on Monday, 31st December, 7 p.m. at the Pavilion of Tibetan Culture. At Matri Mandir on Tuesday, January 1st, 2008, there will be no bonfire. A collective meditation will take place at the amphitheater at 6 a.m. with Sunil's music and a New Year message. Entrance at Mahasaraswati's Gate, the west side. Gates open at 5:30 a.m. Matri Mandir will be open for Auravillians and newcomers from 8 to 2 and from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m. Visitors' hours, as usual, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. A live jazz concert with Matt, Mishko, Suresh, and Patrick, plus Thermal and a Quarter, a well-known rock group from Bangalore, at Kalabhumi Tuesday, January 1st, 7:30 p.m. Auraville, the Villages and Human Unity, an ongoing class on Auraville's relationship with the villages, and an introduction to spiral dynamics as a tool to understanding cultural differences on Tuesday, January 1st, yes, New Year's Day, at 2 p.m. Verite Hall. A Japan Pavilion Project, The Art of Kirikane, a gift from one of Japan's national living treasures, Sayoko Eri. Exhibition at Savitri Bhavan, January 5th through 14th, 2008, 10 to noon and 12 to 2 p.m. Kirikane is the unique Japanese art of inlaying fine threads of precious metals, gold, silver, and copper. Traditionally, this technique was reserved for ornamenting Buddhist sacred statues. Artist Mrs. Sayoko Eri developed the technique and widened its application, using it to create beautiful objects from large screens to tiny incense containers. Recognized as one of Japan's national living treasures for her achievements, she passed away in 2007 while on a tour of European museums and art galleries which were honoring her. Mrs. Eri's son Jyoti, a sculptor, is living in Auraville. He offers this exhibition of his mother's work as a tribute to her and as an example of Japan's unique contribution to beauty and the cultural heritage of humanity. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Auravillians on microphone Marlenka. For further information, please check the website auravilleradio.org. Thank you for listening.